You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready?
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Well, welcome back to us. We had an exciting weekend. It's your boy.
You don't sound so excited.
Nah, I'm still tired. Like, I'm still getting it back. I'm still getting it back, man. I had a long day today, but I had a long week last week, but we don't get right into that. We don't talk about all that. It's your boy Handsome Lie. My man Mr. Black Success running a little late, and Bad Girl. She be here in a hot second, but let's introduce the next member to the Brown Holy Water family.
Skylandish. I was here a couple weeks ago, but I'm back.
Back to stay, too.
Back to stay.
There you go. Let them know that you're back here and there. And we have a special guest in the building. Please introduce yourself.
What's up? I'm Erica, or most people know me as Miss Erica D. I've been on Love & Hip Hop, and I guess that's how most people see me, but I'm here to clear everything up today.
Clear it up? What are you clearing up?
Who I really am.
All right, what are you on Love & Hip Hop for? Well, people that don't know, that don't watch, like me, let me know. I don't know what's going on. Let me know what's going on.
For people that don't know, I came on Love & Hip Hop as, and I hate the term, my, they say baby daddy. My son's father is a long-running cast member of the show.
Okay.
So
you can say his name.
Mendici.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Mendici.
Yes. That's my child's father. And I came on the show. I guess they brought me on as his baby mama, but I'm more than just a baby mama. I'm Erica, and you're going to find out about that today.
I like that. Erica has trying to show she has personality. She's not just the baby mama,
right?
The drama-filled baby mama or whatever.
Right, because right, that's what it looked like if you watch the show.
Well, that's all good. Sky.
Yes.
I noticed last week you wasn't at our event.
I wasn't. I was at Driven Fitness.
How did that go?
I had my first Driven Fitness in Jersey. And we're 6 months into me actually launching my Driven Fitness parties, fitness parties. So it went really well.
You know we're coming to the next one,
it
right?
It went really well. I had, I hope
be the
so.
First meals in
oh,
there.
The next one is we August 20th something. On the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
What day is that?
It's a Sunday.
We in there.
Sunday.
You might do Brown Holy Water from Stripping
you
Fitness.
You should do Brown Holy Water.
You'll enjoy it. I went to a
She went to one.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
You gotta incorporate some male moves though.
This is a Labor Day edition. So I have a special guest trainer. Shout out to Selena Watkins. She's gonna come out and she's gonna do like a little dance fitness.
Oh,
reggae inspired. It's dope. It's gonna be dope.
That's dope. So you should be pushing to all the immigrants right now.
Tell
all the immigrants. Nah, forget them. Get them on board. I know a lot of immigrants. Yo, shout out. Come out to Stripping Fitness. August what?
It's August 20th from 6 to 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to have to do the Brown Holy Water podcast.
We just might. You don't have to turn the music down, though. We're going to have to.
Nah, there's an outside. There's an outside. There's like
oh,
a little,
for real?
Little, yeah, there's like a little sitting area. You could look into the class. It's pretty dope.
Well, we don't talk about the day party. July 9th was a beautiful event. Everybody came in peace and had fun. It was like one big family. Like, the turnout was great. So everybody that showed up, I appreciate y'all. And guess what? Part two is coming. Everybody asked for it. It's going to be a part two in August. End up, I think the last Sunday in August, if I'm not mistaken. So set your calendars. Get ready. Be ready to catch the flu on that day. Be sick. Because you know it's going down again. Bad Girl's in the building.
Y'all don't even know, like, my life.
Welcome,
right now.
Bad Girl.
Thanks to be here. Hey, guys.
Come
hey,
pull up girl. And sit in your correct seat.
I ain't got no correct.
Before Mr. Black Success. You just got on the show. Don't get kicked off already, baby. What you guys going? How was your last weekend? Because you also was not at our party. People noticed. They were looking for you. So,
but y'all know from weeks before that I was not going to be at that party.
I knew, but I said the people didn't know. So tell the people.
All right, well, I was at BRT weekend. Everyone knows me, knows I love BRT, and I go to
What's
all of
that?
Them. Beach Road Trip. It's a spinoff to Dream Weekend. ATI weekend in Jamaica. So it's 6 parties, all inclusive.
Where was it at? Nice.
This one was in Atlantic City.
Oh, nice.
So when I went to the one in Florida this year, I bought the yearly pass. I went to the one in DR. I missed the one in Cali. I'm going to one in Florida, and I went to the one in AC.
Oh, nice.
So it was really nice. So I'm sorry I didn't. It's not I didn't want to come, but I had this thing booked since the year before.
Sounds like Eastern Parkway Part 2 or something.
What?
I'm just saying, because she's looking Sky's looking for immigrants right now.
I'm not looking for immigrants.
She's looking for immigrants for her stripper fitness.
Oh,
just saying.
Goodness.
You want people that don't.
I am
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you want people that.
I am not.
Dutty wine and all that.
I'm doing a Pepper Labor Day edition of my stripper.
This is a dope connection right here, because she done met a whole bunch of them, her family.
Yo, know what I'm saying? I swear to God. But I had a good weekend. Like, once again, I'm so sorry I wasn't there. But that's why. I had this since last year planned, and then they came up with the. We came up with a day party, and I'm sorry, but I'm here. I'm so sorry I'm late too, but I wanted to.
For real, because I know you as a punctual person. I'm even surprised by Black's success. We should just kick him off, man.
Right? Let me get the chair.
Yeah.
I might just tell you this. It doesn't matter.
Being early the most.
You know what? Fuck it, man. We ain't gonna wait. We gonna start. We gonna jump right into topics, because we can just talk about. We gonna talk first topic. We gonna say relationship 3-on-3, unwritten rules.
3-on-3, unwritten rules.
We like, like we do classes like English 101.
Mm-hmm.
So this is relationships 3-on-3. Like, okay, okay. Little time in the relationship. Unwritten rules version though. Like, what are some of the unwritten rules? Now, this is one that we gonna start off with. Is it okay for your partner to have friends of the opposite sex?
If I know them.
If so, how many though? Like, is it like a...
It shouldn't be that many.
I don't... Exactly. Like, look, what if he's in the field? We deal with a lot of females and he got a female friends.
Right. I mean, it depends on your line of work. It depends on what you do. If we have an understanding and I trust you and, like, it's no funny business going on and I'm introduced to them, I don't find it a problem because I should be able to have male friends and... Right?
Absolutely. But if you got, like, 10... Every nigga that every... Somebody, every time you're forming, is always a different dude. That wouldn't be cool. I wouldn't be with that. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't be with that. So is it like a limit on how many? Like,
I don't think it's a limit. Like I said, it depends. Like if you work in,
you can work media, anywhere,
right? You might know 1,000 women. So 10 women would be like, okay.
You could be a cop in those.
And it depends. What time
women.
Are they calling you? What are these messages consist of? Like,
mm-hmm. How about you, Scott? How you feel about that? Friends of the opposite sex.
Oh, child.
now, this is somebody who deals with someone who's in the entertainment field.
Yes. So, in my particular situation, I'm not allowed to really have male friends. Like, I don't... For me, even...
So, you're not allowed.
So, it's not that I'm not allowed. That's the wrong terminology.
No, use the right term. We'll get caught up.
The right term is... Usually, 9 times out of 10, the reason why the opposite sex is a friend is because somebody was friend zoned. So, given the correct opportunity.
Scott, I'm sorry to cut you off. Black Success is in the building. Welcome everybody to the show.
What's good? What's good? How y'all doing?
Welcome him to the
Thank
show.
You.
All right, fuck out of here. Back to your answer. I'm sorry. Fuck up.
I feel like, it's okay to a certain extent though, but like if it's work. If I know that he met the person at work, I'm more likely to be like, all right, she's a fine female friend. He has a lot of female friends. They've become my friends, some of them. So in that case, yeah. Some of these artists,
artists
are not really friends. So when, when that word gets flipped,
artist
nah.
Artist is like keyword for...
Yeah.
What does that mean? It could be a professional relationship, even if they call unprofessional hours, because in the business, like Showtime never stops, so no. I could be in the studio working till like 2-3 in the morning, or
my man's on the radio at 2 a.m.
Look at that,
right? But
now, if an artist call him like, listen, I just heard that beat,
which
I need,
is usually
you need to go
male
to studio.
Artist. Now, I think as a female, you just kind of whether you a female artist, if you're a female artist, you just know like this. There's still rules to as a female, like the rules still kind of apply, like whether you are artist or not as a woman. That's how I feel.
Bad girl. Friends of the opposite sex. Your new bae, can he have some friends?
I don't care.
Ooh.
I don't care. For me, I mean the truth is like I have a best friend who's a guy.
He gay?
Wait. He is not. He's I'm actually just asking. He's very far from gay. I have two best friends. One's a girl, one's a guy. My guy best friend, you know, we're very, very, very close. We've been in each other's lives almost going on 7 years. This is somebody that, you know, really looks out for me, really takes care of me. Somebody who literally has taken care of me when I didn't have two pennies to rub together. Somebody who gave me his car to go drive to a job interview. Somebody gave me his car for 3 weeks. So
he ain't never tried hit?
No, that's my best friend. Since he's been in my life, he always tell me, tell your boyfriends them, I come first. I mean, he's joking, but he's like, but this is somebody who's been consistent in my life. He's somebody who's out there. Everyone who knows me knows him. I mean, if y'all on my page, y'all see when I post my best friend, the person I'm seeing right now, I always put my hand over my head. Like, how the hell the two of them became friends so fast? But in terms of the guy girl friendship thing, I don't see nothing into it because I have a legitimate healthy relationship with a fit of somebody opposite sex. Now, if you do something that raises a red flag, or if you get disrespectful, then we're gonna have a problem. But for the most part, I mean, y'all could interact, kick it, just be respectful to me.
So there's no limits.
There's no limits. It's not like, I mean, there's certain, like you said, unwritten rules. You can't be just calling him 5 in the morning, 6 right. in the morning. Like, it's crazy. That's the standard for anybody.
And when and where did you meet the friend? Like, if it's someone that you've been friends with prior to me, I would never have a problem with that.
Exactly. No friends
now,
after
if
you.
Because why are you speaking to girls? What
if I work with them, we become friends.
But that's a coworker.
Yeah, that's a coworker.
Like, just a friend like, hey, let's go get something to eat at 5 o'clock in the morning. No.
Like, I'm going to say something.
No, 5 o'clock is crazy.
That, like, my boyfriend says to me, he's like, listen, if somebody's gonna cheat, they're gonna cheat. No matter what rules you put in it, no matter how you put it, no matter what time you, what, no matter what you do, no matter if you want to watch them 24/7, if somebody wants to cheat on you, they will find a way.
Absolutely.
So to kind of be the person that wants to limit the amount of friends they have or how they move with their friends, it's not gonna save the end result if that's what they want to do, because they're gonna find a way. Trust me. So that's why I don't really like see it as that much of a big deal unless I'm disrespected.
Boogie Black. Friends of the opposite sex. Is there a limit on how many they can have? Or can they even have it? Can Young Sushi have a black friend?
she has friends. You know, I feel like you don't really know anyone that you got to give regulations to. Mm-hmm. You got to see what they naturally going to do. You got to let water flow. So let me see what you're going to do naturally without me saying nothing. Let me see how you're going to move. Let me see if you're going to be, you know, going out, texting, whatever. Let me just see what it is before I tell you who to be. And I feel like sometimes we'll know people a little bit better if we give them time to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you'll know, you know, let me fall the fuck back. I don't like this situation. This don't look good. This motherfucker out every day, got mad dudes texting her, talking about that's the bro. Mm-hmm. bust so much bro words I'm be hearing, you know what right. I mean? So I just feel like there's no such thing as limitations. We're all adults. Let people do what they're gonna do. If you're in a relationship, you know what that entails and what you should be doing with that. And that's all.
Yeah, I all the way agree with you. Like, there's no type of limitations on a friendship. Like,
I mean, this is some of the things that I do. You know what I mean?
Putting a limitation. That's somewhat type of like insecure feeling or something. Like, no, you went past your 3 friend limit type thing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like when you do the whole oh no, don't do this or don't talk this, I feel like it make them want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't give nobody no damn limits. Watch what they're gonna do by themselves. Because they're going to tell you who they are. And that's when you find out whether or not you need to be there. You need to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Straight up. Black success. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the show.
You already know what it is. You know what I mean?
Another unwritten rule. Should couples have curfews? Living together, is it a certain time you need to be in house before it's too disrespectful? So we start on that side. Let's go your way this time. How you feel about that? Y'all living together. Not saying y'all and y'all, you in his own spot. Y'all living together. So is it curfews for a couple? Right. Like,
I won't say curfew per se, but there needs to be a certain amount of accountability for time. Mm-hmm. And I need to at least have an idea of where you are and what you're doing. I don't want a minute by minute, blow by blow, you know, itinerary of what's going on in your day, but I want to have an idea. And I say from check-ins. The perspective of security, like, if something happens to you, I want to be able to know that, okay, well, he was supposed to be here XYZ time. You know, if I hear there's an accident on FDR, I know he was supposed to be somewhere passing through there, so I can, you know, get on my superwoman shit and make sure everything is okay rather than me just being in the house, you know, miserable. Wondering. Yeah, if you respect your relationship and your partner, like, hey, babe, I'm running late. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, I'm doing that. Just keep them in the loop, you know. But if the person respects you also, you're not going to do anything out of the way, not like ridiculously crazy. I mean, I've had my boyfriends come home like 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning after a party, but I knew where they were. I knew the type of party where it was. I was in the know. It wasn't like he disappeared for like 16 hours and then showed up. And then I'm like, I'll be pissed as shit. You come in 7 in the morning. I didn't see, heard from you since 12 in the day. Now, that's a problem. But if I know you're out somewhere and you kept me in the loop, like, I don't have a problem with it. I just want to know. I just want to be able to know. I just want to be able to account for you. So I won't say curfew, but just be accountable.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Accountability, fellas.
Y'all look to me now. Like, oh, okay.
Tell you something. You can come home anytime.
My dude, listen, I'm going home. Let me be the first one to say, I'm going home.
Everybody not like us. I'm like, okay. She said 7-8 in the morning. I said, a word?
I'm going to, listen, you gotta treat them the way you want to be treated. And I'm be honest with you. I'm going home.
What's the curfew?
I'm going home. If I go to a party, I'll be home 3 the latest. Unless I'm working and I have to stay to count the money or whatever. But besides that, I'm going home, bro. It's no reason for me to be out. It's no reason for me to watch the club close. It's no reason for me to go out to eat right after the club with a whole bunch of friends. Like that's the second party after the party.
The diner is the second party, man.
I'm going home.
Fresh Toast is lit 4 in the morning.
Jerry's going home. They ain't even Black Success. Jerry's going home. That's a fact. Cause my dude, if my girl was to hit me with that, I would bug the fuck out. Bitch, this fucking refrigerator is right here. Your asshole, stop playing around. Where the fuck you at? I'm up now. Now you just woke me up. Now I'm coming out.
Put the slippers on.
Now I'm coming.
Where you at? I'm gonna pick you up.
Walking to the diner, bugging my girl. So, come on, son. We not even gonna play that game, man. I'm going home. I want the same respect.
You know? So, you want someone ever to event finish you out? Not even before. So 2 o'clock. To put a
give yourself to 2:33. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
So 3 latest.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You're in the
club.
Right.
What are you closing the club for? You're
know.
Taking.
Who said you in the club? Could be anywhere. I don't know.
Where else?
Would you I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just throw that. I don't know.
We ain't gonna touch that. But motherfucker, go home. That's all I'm saying.
You can't put a curfew on an adult, but you need to be respectful. Mm-hmm. Like, you may work weird hours, so you come in when the sun comes up. That's fine, but like she said, just give me a call. Like, let me know you're safe. Let me know you're okay. Let me know that you're around people that are not trying to harm you. Like, I don't think you need a curfew.
So you okay with come home anytime, as long as I'm checking in? That's a page
out. And as long as, like,
that's good.
Respectful. It's not every night now. If you come
exactly.
Every day,
it's not an every night thing.
But it's like, I'm going out, whatever. I'm having fun. I don't see anything wrong with that as long as I know. Just...
But I feel like y'all two are more saying that because y'all want the same type of courtesy. You know
they
what
do.
Mean?
They want to come home when they want.
I don't come home late. I'm in. I don't come home late, so I don't.
Go on home.
I don't care.
E.T., go home. E.T., go home.
But if she out, she's saying she would because she giving that courtesy
yeah, but
out.
But I would court like, listen,
yeah, you
I'm
checking
out,
in. Checking
so
in on me
I'm
shit.
I'm still here. I'm going to leave in like 20 minutes or
checking in really don't mean shit. It don't. Nigga be checking and sitting right next to this bitch.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I'm at the store right now.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
baby. I'm saying.
Therefore,
it doesn't matter as long as you checking in. But I could be like, you know, I'll send you a text right there laying up. Yeah, line is crazy over here, man. I'll be there in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's something that you would notice.
Shake the bag
like,
and
if
shit.
If somebody does that, that's their personality. And you're going to notice that anyway. So I'm like, why would I live with you if this is what you do? Now, once in a blue, okay. If you have something, okay. And it's like not a every single day thing. But if it's every now and again, I don't see a problem with that. I don't think I have to place a curfew on a grown man.
You better not.
You shouldn't have to place
you better
not.
Better not. You better not.
Especially if you're paying some of them bills.
No, you better not. That's right. Sky, what's up?
My man comes home like 4 days a week at 6-7. And last night he came home at 6 in the morning because that's just the nature of his job.
Sky, would you just tilt towards that camera a little bit?
Yes. Babe. Right here? Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So... I can't really have much say, but I can say when the shoe was on the other foot and I went out for a birthday party and I came in actually after him. He got home before me. So I came home like 6. He was like Who says you, like, he was like, excuse me, you're supposed to come home.
It was no check-in in between?
We went to the diner.
Oh, see, it told you, French toast, nigga. French toast.
I didn't have French toast, but we went to the diner.
Yeah, it was no check-in in between?
It was. He actually got me an Uber to come back home, so it was a check-in. He said,
bring that ass home. Bring that ass here.
I was going to sleep over at my girlfriend's house because I just felt like it was late. And
like, nope.
You were about to sleep over your girlfriend. If the shoe was on the other foot, would he be allowed just to stay out? Like, yo, it's late, I'm staying at my homeboy house.
Well, I think, you know what's weird? That's the nature of his job. So, yeah, he does it so much.
He sleep out?
No. He, like, stays out so much that it's like, for me, if I do it once every 2 to 3 months and I sleep over my girlfriend's house, it's almost like equivalent. It's not even equivalent to the amount of times he comes home at 5, 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like,
coming home 6 in the morning, staying the whole night out is totally different.
So then, yeah, here's another true question. Are you allowed to stay out when you...
Where are you going? No!
There's no way you're spending the night.
Who are you spending the night at?
I'm coming over.
You need a, I said you need an Uber? You need me to come get you?
Bed. I'm bringing a pillow and all that. I'm coming.
He actually can't.
Black like the cuddle. You got to get you.
That's a fact. That's a fact. We got a sleeping pattern, boo. Fuck out of here.
How you leave me to sleep by myself?
I can't sleep by myself.
Coming over.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, but... You know, I respect it. I don't tell him too much. Now, on his free days, then that's a different story. I feel like on your free days, I'm going with you.
Facts.
If it ain't work, I'm going with you. I spend so much time falling asleep by myself that when it's not work and when we're out on your free days, and I'm staying with you. So deal with it. That's how I feel.
Fix your face, bro. Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk girls and guys trips. How many is allowed during the year?
Girls and what? What you mean, like?
Girls trip. Girls, no, we going. Guys trip. Yeah, we out, bro. We going. How many is allowed when you're in a relationship?
Zero. Fuck out.
See that shit? You right. You can't go nowhere without you.
Fucking no.
Wow. You
hell
can't go
no,
away.
No trip. You are out your.
There you go. This is,
you know,
wow.
You could go. He went to, actually, he went to Atlantic City for a bachelor party, and I'm okay with that. If it's a bachelor party, I'm fine with that. That's an excuse. At our age, that's
birthday
a guy's
party.
Trip.
I mean, birthday.
Nah,
birthday.
Y'all too damn old. Y'all should have been doing that. Y'all 20. Forget going on a birthday party at 20 years old. What the hell? Y'all don't go so much.
So you can't take, hold on. You can't take guys trips in your 30s?
Explain it? Hey, babe. Me and the fellas go to Cuba. What?
Yeah, you about to be like, come big 35th or something. Big 40.
Come here. Take a seat.
I'm like, you're like, oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah, I'm coming. Like, what? The room is 2 per. Like, I'm there.
So he gets no...
Like, yeah, if it's a bachelor, like, he went to a bachelor party for the weekend in Atlanta City a month ago or something.
So
yeah,
bachelor parties is cool. Fine. That's like a big celebration.
Because
like,
paid hoes at the bachelor party,
because
though.
Which is fine. I'm fine with the paid hoes at the bachelor party.
They know their job.
But my thing is, y'all just taking vacations, like... First of all,
y'all
go out to the club together.
Well, women go on girls trips too.
No, well, not for
birthdays.
You
say every single. That's what I said. How many is allowed?
We go
in it,
for
like,
birthdays or bachelor parties.
That's what
parties.
I said. Birthdays, same dudes do the same thing. Yo, my big 35th, we out.
No,
my big 30th, we out.
No,
this is what dudes do. Yo, I ain't never been nowhere. I'm trying to get out.
The only time I did a man's trip was on a birthday.
It's a birthday or bachelor. That's the only time dudes do it. Yo, my big 30th.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Were you when you did that?
I did one at 25, okay. one at 30.
Okay, so then those are ages where I'm like, but then after that you gonna keep on going to birthday trips.
I mean, now it's over. You feel me? I can't do it no more.
So he get, besides the bachelor party, let's get back to your answer. Besides the bachelor party, basically it's a dub.
Well,
no, come pull
like
up,
his,
Miami, come check me.
Girlfriend, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're at an age where if your friends kind of don't
you can get
have
a couple trip
in there. Kind of,
but why do I always have to go with you?
If y'all are, if your
but
friends are single,
but a lot of 30-year-olds are single.
So then I can't trust your motives.
They have
hell no, you ain't going.
Now I can't hang on.
You should be going away alone. Yeah,
go ahead, hold on.
I'm
not saying that. Within the year, y'all not getting no trip. Like, y'all go away. Y'all get y'all tripping the couple's trip. But he like, nah. You know what I'm saying? The bro's trying to go away somewhere. He can't just take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No. I wouldn't put a number on it, but I'll say if you're going for work, if you're going for like a celebration, maybe one person is doing like a big birthday thing, that's fine. But if you coming to me every 4 weeks, like, I'm going to, what are y'all doing? What is this?
Mm-hmm. Facts. Y'all already going out till 6 in the morning. Now you trying to take my man for 3 or 4 days? What the hell?
He ain't got to come home now. He got your number. He stay out all night.
Might as well be in a relationship at that
point. Nah, he stay out on the road.
You got to go home.
You gotta go home.
Sticking to that. I go home. That's big trouble, bro.
Hey, yo, hold on.
That's
so
big trouble, man.
I guess for like the women's thing, that you have a problem if your girl wanted to break out on women's trip, girls trip. Like, oh.
I actually don't, because I actually really trust her. Like, I know nothing's happening.
It's supposed to be all trust when you're in a relationship.
Right. But people have...
Sky.
Even though that it's all trust, when they know that they got an attractive person, like, you know what I mean? I was ugly. Now that I'm, like, semi-cute, now that I graduated to like semi cute and shit, it's like
graduated eyes.
They don't want you to be without them. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, motherfucker, he with me. So they wanna give that off. They don't want you to be free for 72 hours somewhere. That's too much. 96 hours? You bugging the fuck out. So I mean,
A 4-day trip.
That's the 4-day. The weekend.
That's a 4-day trip. But
Groupon lit right now. Tell him
she could go. She could go though. If my girl wanted to go with a couple of friends, she could go. I wouldn't worry about that, to be honest with you.
That's the way I feel too, man. Go ahead, man. Enjoy yourself. Because when I want to turn around, go on a trip, don't say nothing to me. But I want you to go away. Everybody should be able to enjoy their money. You ain't gotta always bring me to have a good time, or you know, sometimes.
For a bachelor party.
Everybody have more fun with their friends at times. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. You know,
need some you time.
Yeah, it's just a different type of feel
when you're
away.
I thought
that's
why you were staying out till 6 in the morning. Now you want to go away for days.
Get away from me.
Then we shouldn't be together.
Yes, I need a vacation from you sometimes.
Yeah, the 3 days.
And you need a vacation
sometime
from me as well. Especially we living together,
to
we always
house
around each other.
Go to your mom's house.
My mother about to live in DR. Pull up and put the car like, Mama! Madre!
Oh,
I cannot.
Tanya, how you feel? Girls' trips, guys' trips, man. Like, how many is allowed through the year? I know you
I've
go back to
had...
other countries.
You fucking thinking.
As you go.
I've never had somebody who wanted to do a guy's trip. I've always, every person I've been with, they've always wanted to go with me away. Like, I mean, if he wants to now... He can go.
Yo, cheese lit.
Listen, he can go.
What's your boyfriend name?
I'm gonna say.
What's that name? Cookie.
So, oh God, please don't fart. No.
Cookie. Where we at, my nigga? We hanging out tonight. Where we at next week?
Yo.
Funny,
I mean, he's right now at a party by himself with his friends running around frolicking. Last time I was here, he was at a party with his friends. My mom was calling him outside. Like, he goes out with my best friend, the guy one. Like, they're fucking friends now. But, I mean, I've never been in a situation I can't honestly answer. I don't imagine myself getting mad, but, like, you can't be wanting to go every 3 months. Your guy's away. Y'all going away for unaccountable times. Like, and then he don't post a lot, so I can't be able to monitor the shit. So like 96 hours. So, like,
there you go.
96 fucking hours. Like, I don't Dick see Tracy nothing. I don't give a fuck. Like, I need to see shit. Let me see a group shot. Come on.
What about you though? What about you? If you want to go away, it'd be all. Think you'd be all right with it?
Are
you going to your girl's trip?
I am going to a bachelor party next.
Bachelorette.
No, bachelor.
Oh, I'm going to shit. Oh, your best friend?
No, one of my homeboys getting married. One of my very, very close friends getting married next month.
And you going with him?
Yeah, I'm going with the group.
No, you going with your man?
No, I'm going by myself.
Cookie, call me.
We need a
cookie
call immediately.
Cookie, get online, my nigga.
The people I'm going, my friends, he's met them. Like, he's met my friends before. It's people I'm going with, and like, we're really, really close, really, really tight. And I'm one of the guys to them, so they invited me to the bachelor party. And we're going to have fun and be lit. But I told him, we had a conversation, babe, I'm going to let you know from this time, whatever, whatever. He was upset. Like, he was sitting in the car quiet when I told him. But it's my friends. Like, I'm not going to not go because of you, nigga. We can't invite you because you're not one of the friends.
Man. He had a lot of shit in his head.
I believe that.
Man,
I believe
Martin
it.
Shit.
Being
he was
there, he didn't like it. Would would you invite him or would you not go? Like, to me, well, I would be like, it's not, I
can't invite him because it's not on me. It's not my bachelor party. So that's kind of like, that's kind of rude for me to like, oh, well, my man is not comfortable. So can he come along and stay in the room with me? But
for but you ain't staying in the room with them, right?
I'm not. I'm in the room by myself. I'm by myself.
So your man could come?
Listen, but it's Cookie, not my get trip. Online. It's not my trip. I can't. I don't feel like I don't want to be that person.
That's
like,
a good excuse to leave him home. That's a good excuse.
Yeah. You a dickhead. It's not my trips. It's not on me to be the person that will. My boyfriend got security issues. So he got to come with me. But for the most part, these are also my friends that are like this. This is the type of friend that if I'm in a jam, like they will pay my fucking rent. So I can't be. It's a hell. It's yeah, once again. I have
got friends that pay your motherfucking rent. I'll be in the gym every other month.
Listen, but, like you. I mean, like I don't know. Like I've always been very open with my friendships. Anybody coming in my life, they meet my friends. Like the people I consider friends and family. Like today, tomorrow, Cookie goes a separate way. These meet the motherfuckers still here. They're gonna be here, still holding me down. So I can't like. Put one above the other. We just have to come to a mutual understanding. At the end of the day, just fucking trust me. I'm just going to have fun to kick out with my friends. I could be here and still cheat on you motherfuckers, so it doesn't mean
that's what I be saying about the trips. It don't matter.
It don't matter where you are. If I'm gonna cheat on you,
I be coming in 5-6 in the morning, spending night at my friend's house.
But it's not
I still cheat, so I might as well get on these roads.
Like, if you took it that far to live with somebody, it's about respect.
So I can't take a vacation.
ECT.
It boils
next
down to
that.
Why I can't take a vacation?
Y'all live together?
No, we don't.
Okay, so then that's different. They still in a girlfriend boyfriend phase. Once I live together,
then I need to take my trip.
That's a whole.
What?
I gotta get away from you.
Then you what? Mm-hmm. You gonna go to your mom's house?
Go to the next room.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the next topic. All right, this is another 303. We're gonna talk about dating 303. Kids or no kids? Would you date a person with kids? If yes, what would the limit be? And if no, why not? So we start that way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you want to start? Come on, we can just.
I have
jump
a kid.
Around.
So
you have kid?
I have one child.
Oh.
So I wouldn't have a problem dating somebody with kids. I think as long as you take
how many?
Care of your kids, it's no limit on it. I think
you go Flavor Flav, nigga, about 15. See, that's what I say. Flavor Flav got about 15.
I think as long as you take care of your kids, because you can have one kid and be a deadbeat, and it's like you can never do anything for me if you can't take care of your kid. As long as you're responsible and you spend the time with your kids and you take care of them, I don't see that being a problem with me getting to know you. Like, why is it because you have a child I can't know you?
Because sometimes it could be a red flag saying, like, say you're just doing to me, all right, boom. I got 6 kids, 5 baby mothers. You still going to look at me the same? Look what I'm doing.
Hell no.
It's a pattern. Yep. I got 6 kids, 5 baby mothers. You're going to be like, Pookie's still nice. I'm saying, but when you want to really get to know me, that's what I said. Is it a limit? Is it a limit on the baby mothers? Baby, I know it's a limit. Like, definitely for me, I'm not going to be looking at you. Like I said, if your stats is like that, it's not something always wrong with the nigga. It gotta be something wrong with the chick then.
That's not true. That's
if
not
you
true.
3 for 3, I'm not, you ain't gonna be 4 for 4 on me. It's that's over.
Fact.
It's over. You 3 kids and 3 baby fathers.
And why did all 3 leave?
Exactly.
I got a lot of questions.
Exactly. Exactly. Three everybody
three
broke
now?
And don't let them
cooking,
be.
Cleaning, you put on your little freaking
well, maybe,
dress.
You did all this.
She's just picking the wrong types of people. You might.
Well, I'm
so
trying
I'm
to hear that. Don't try to fix life now.
Don't get right with me. I ain't Mr. Right.
Don't try to fix life. My maxes. 2 G. I ain't doing no more than 2. And it depends on how old and how big they feet is.
That's it.
Because Jordans is 250, 300 right now.
Resale like 450,
that's
man.
A fact.
Them little niggas be pointing at the TV
listen,
all day.
Listen, man. I ain't even doing it, man. I'll be honest. I'm happy the person I'm with.
But
don't
what
got
if she's
kids.
Like a dope person? She take care of her kids. She do what she's supposed to do. Like
if,
you gotta
if
weigh the
that's
options.
The case, and she has one. My dream. But before I met my fiance, my dream was if I wasn't messing with a girl with a kid, it has to be one. And I'd rather it be a son, a little smooth dog, go play basketball with. That's
my goal.
Go.
Oh,
I get a ball. I would. Bust somebody ass, bust a little ass.
Bust a little nigga ass.
So, you know what I mean? Then I started meeting everyone, and everyone just had, you know, just being single for so long. Everyone I met, just the numbers are just 2s and 3s and 4s. And Ray and Ray Jr., and then twins. And then I'm seeing, you know, as you slide on Facebook, it's this picture, that family group chat. Who cares? kids of those. Like, you know what I mean? And then you got to deal with, because you're not just dating them, you're dating them, you're dating the baby fathers. And it's
no,
like,
that's not true. That's definitely not true. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, that has nothing to do with my
listen,
child's
you
father.
Cannot control
well,
the baby father.
That's,
baby
not, that's one of the best situations right now. The baby slide right in. Jody.
Dude get jealous fast.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're going to come home late sun down.
I seen a dude from my hood, dog, and his shorty just started, you know, playing around in the streets. She had his son on the next man lap.
But see, oh, no, wow. That's
and they wasn't even they wasn't even long term dating. They were just fucking.
In the future, other niggas playing football with your son.
My dude, I'm slapping somebody's head off. So I'm already knowing how the baby father thinking, and then I'm flying them. I'm probably in better shape. It's gonna be static.
You understand?
He probably watched the podcast. You know what I mean? He don't want to comment anymore. This shit is crazy. You understand? It's too much drama associated with dating with multiple kids and multiple baby fathers. Is all I'm saying.
I dated one person, one child, and I can't do it. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was not in me. I couldn't do it.
So you could no longer date
a
person
clean
with
slate,
a kid.
You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that's just like me. That's all. Like, so if I had a child, I would date somebody with one child. But yeah. I feel like they should be at the level you're at. You shouldn't accept any more bags than what you got. So if I'm a clean slate, I got this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I shouldn't have to. Because
you don't have kids, I mean, you ain't got no bags. You have a lot of shit with you.
I mean, fuck.
This could be in debt. She could be broke.
No, I just checked.
Like, there'd be a lot of shit going on with you. Like, just because you ain't got kids don't mean you in the best position as somebody with a kid.
But
a kid is a
vital
possibility.
Yeah, like,
girls with no kids, bad credit, no job, fucked up.
So you can fix those things. That kid permanent, nigga. Yeah, that kid permanent. Like, he's just going to keep growing.
But here,
now if you take it to
here,
a fire house, I mean, fire
here
station
was the weird
is
part. No, here was the weird part. It was that one time, I guess he was with the child, and she mistakenly called me mommy on the phone.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Because clearly she talked to her mom, so she just automatically thought that, you know, and it weirded
woman
me,
voice
it,
and said
it
mommy.
Weirded me out so much, you know, as a person, just because I feel like, especially a little girl or a child, like, they should have that bond with their parents as a unit in my mm-hmm. mind. And yeah. I grew up like that. So it was like, all right, no, I don't even want to touch that. I don't even want to be step mommy. I don't want to be none of that. I'll just, you know, try to create my own. That's it. Like, that's how I feel. Unless it happens mm-hmm. and then I'll go from there. But for right now, yeah, nah.
China, hold on.
She's like, yeah, 20 kids.
How many kids?
Yeah.
Her country takes a village.
Time, like for a long time, I've always preferred. People always found it weird. I preferred guys with kids.
Cookie got kids?
Cookie has no kids.
Oh, okay. So
why y'all call him Cookie?
That's gonna be the name. You got Young Sushi Cookie.
Sushi Cookie. Listen, like, he has no kids. But I've always preferred guys with kids. But I had a reason. The reason is I'm not ready immediately to have kids right now. And you find people my age coming late 20s, going into 30s, if they have no children, they start going into that, well, I'm losing numbers, let me have a kid now. And I know to myself, I'm not ready. I don't want it. I don't want to get in a relationship and tie up myself with somebody and know to myself, I'm not ready to take that step. Like, it don't make no sense. So for men with kids, for me, was better. I'm like, all right, you have your one. Probably a two, you're not gonna pressure me because you already have something going on. You don't feel that void. But so I never minded children. I also like kids. Like, I think kids are such a blessing. Like, I love kids, but I'm not somebody who, you got a kid, oh my god, I want to meet them. Like, it has to grow naturally. I mean, and then
true.
I had one.
Be bringing you around,
I don't believe in that. Also, like, not because you have a kid, is they should be meeting every single person mm-hmm. you date. Like,
never.
Introducing those energies to your kids. Like, you just don't want to see the, like, you know, people coming in and out of your kids' lives, like, there's so
and
much
the kids,
rules when
like,
it comes to them.
Every day,
yeah.
She's got a lot of cousins and uncles.
But you know what I find? You know what I find crazy, right? It's like when a female have a kid or kids, right? She's banking on and hoping on and speaking on a good man coming into her life and, you know, helping her
rescue
her situation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Same chick finds out a dude have a few kids, and it's like, like, he got a couple kids, girl, he got a couple baby mamas,
That's,
like,
I mean, not
damn.
For nothing. Crazier than men, and he has baby mama.
I mean, not for nothing. I also grew up in the Caribbean, so typically people have large families. Mm-hmm. Like, By the time my stepmother was with my dad had 5 kids. You know, like it's a different cultural thing from America and then back home. And
they
also,
got mad
I have
different
a,
families and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like people that mixed families, 3 different baby mothers. Like, but we
you
never
was from
had
the main
no drama.
Family or from the side family?
Like, I'm from the main motherfucking family.
Then my daddy go to the other.
And then for another, I think another reason why I'm not averse to having kids is because I spent my entire life with my stepmom and she loved me so beautifully. Say hi, mommy, I love you. She's on my page. I call her mommy, like that was kind of an issue, but she was with me since I was 2 and she raised me until I was in my teens. I love this woman so much and she didn't have to love me. You know, she didn't have to be responsible for me. I'm not her blood. She didn't push me out. She could have been one of those like, well, it's not my kid, not my problem, but she didn't. She loved me like I was her blood. And if you talk to my mother today, my mother would be like, I can't hate your stepmother. As much as between stepmother, dad, mommy was a little friction there. It was, you know, somebody left somebody for somebody else. I never knew that. I never got that vibe. There was no animosity between the people raising me. There was none of that baby mama drama. Mm-hmm. I never felt that. So that's why for me, like, kids were never like, I issue from the door for me. Like, I'm always open to kids because somebody loved me when they didn't have to love me. Nah, you know? So it's like, I got that. No, but, and I know baby mama drama until I got older. Like, I had the whole light skin, dark skin mother thing. I was being in school. I got 2 mothers and all that shit. And until I got older, it was like, wait, that's an issue? Like, people really don't like people with other kids and mixed families and stuff?
I don't think people don't like other people with kids. It's like, what type of kid do you have? Is he doing good in school?
Some of those kids are bad, man.
Yeah, you got a bad little kid. His father got to come in. Because if I'm dating you and you got kids and you don't mind me taking... Listen, if I'm dating a girl and she has kids and she don't mind me taking her kid to Disney World, she don't mind me buying him Jordans.
Fuck him up.
You can't mommy slap the shit out of me while out there.
You gotta fuck him up.
You can't say, don't touch my kid. Whoa, he wasn't your kid with Disney. Disney
had- and I put the little ends on that little nigga.
When Mickey Mouse would take that bitch.
She should be there to discipline her child. You shouldn't have to do it.
It's something a man has to do. And if you want me to come into his life and play that role in any aspect, it comes with the full package. You're not going
to
give me some of it.
You're
not going to invite me to dinner and just give me collard greens. Okay? Sorry. I'm going to get some steak. I'm going to get some steak.
My daddy.
No, niggas are telling niggas. You ain't my daddy. Nigga, fuck
it. Yeah. I got what was after that. Especially if you got on the Jordans.
A pistol whip. At least a pistol whip. Gun butter or something,
man.
You
got the sneakers on and shit.
Got a gun butter or something.
Yeah, son of
a bitch. My stepmother disciplined me. It wasn't child abuse, but she still disciplined me because that was my mom. Like, she took on the full responsibility of making sure.
She hit you with the sugar cane?
She hit you with the sugar cane?
I wasn't bad.
Nobody need a full whipping.
Some type of discipline.
Yeah, yo, dumb with something, man. Strong on grabbing nigga. Wriggle nigga shirt. Wriggle nigga shirt. Yo, it means a lot when a grown man wrinkles your shirt and can't do nothing. You stand there like this, fuck you on me. Let's the fuck up, little nigga, before I fuck you and your daddy up, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I came from a mixed family. I grew up in a mixed family, so I'm not, like, from the door, I'm not like, oh, wait a minute. Like, if I go into it and then shit start going crazy, well, then I'm exiting. But I don't, like, say, oh, you got kids, and I fuck out of here.
All right, well, let's get to the next part. Would you consider someone with no kids at a certain age a red flag?
That was a good turnaround. Fuck flex. Jump the bomb.
That's what I do. Nah, let's go.
That shit is a red flag.
At what age?
Alright, you alright, American now.
You getting up there, you ain't got no kids.
Yeah, son.
Cookie, red flag.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 28.
I'm still getting my life together.
Nah, your ovaries, this shit is really
fuck out of here.
Son.
Nah, 34 is the cutoff age.
Yeah, once you start getting to 35, coming into 40.
Well, now, but high risk after 34.
It depends what you got going on in your life also. Like, are you established by the time you're 35 and still running away from the idea of kids? Like for me, that's somebody who doesn't want to grow up. Like, they mentally.
Everybody doesn't want to have kids. So you can't call people immature for not wanting to have kids.
That's
some people just know what they want, and right. That's good. They might.
If
not
you
have good
don't
parents.
Want kids, period, and you state it, I can't be mad at you. But there's some people who want kids, and then they start coming into crazy numbers, 35, 40. All right, were you in this time trying to get your career together? Were you trying to be a doctor who's working in different countries and kids would have been a problem? Were you studying and kids would have been a problem? Were you trying to launch your career as an artist and kids would have been a problem with the touring and stuff? I could understand somebody delaying it because they want to fix certain things together. Or, but if you got nothing going on in your fucking life.
Or because they wanted to have it a certain way.
That too. You want to set your life up because.
Some people want to have it a certain way.
You want to set your life up because you want to have your kids to be comfortable. I'm okay with you delaying having kids. But if nothing going on, you just there like. Like, you not doing anything. Why the fuck are you trying to... And you want kids. Like, what are you waiting for?
Sometimes people are waiting for the highest bidder that's never coming. This is a part of the imaginary standards that everyone have. True. How they deserve, how they're not going to settle. This is everyone's lines now. They're not going to settle for whatever.
You shouldn't have to settle, though.
You shouldn't have to settle, but whatever you claiming you're not settling for, if that's the only thing coming, that's what you're worth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. Broke people do not walk into Mercedes Benz. I promise you. They don't walk in it. They know that's not
butter.
They
told me I couldn't. Listen, I walk right by them and went right back. Where the key at?
I'm just saying. So people got to stop. I feel like it'll be more marriages and way more. Because someone tried to tell me the other day. Sorry, just a quick little story. Someone tried to tell me the other day that people like your financial freedom would not determine how interested someone is in you. And I said, yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Because if I can't take you out to eat because I'm paying all these bills, you're going to be like, I ain't fuck with this dude.
Exactly.
So I say that. If finances wasn't factored in, it would be so much more relationships and marriages and everything else because we wouldn't be worried about money. Yeah. So a lot of people don't have kids because they're still hoeing. They're hoeing looking for the biggest bidder, and everyone is the same person that they're attracting. Yep. And they don't understand. That's all you're worth. You're not getting no one else. Bill Cosby and all the motherfuckers is not coming.
Pill Cosby might come, nigga.
Jamie Foxx, they are skipping you, sis. They are skipping you. You go to all those parties trying to get online, do the dance, do the Tootsie Roll. They don't want you. You understand? You might as well settle for Ray Ray. And that's it. You
go
know
home,
what I mean?
Sis. Go home.
That's well, go home.
If you want somebody, then you have to make yourself be that person. Like, you can't expect somebody that's rich and well put together and this and that, and you a bum.
Facts.
Cinderella.
Bring yourself up to... No. Here,
somebody found the little Hirachi that you left.
Bumble
the Hirachi that you left in the party that you ran out. When your girl just getting jumped, you ran left up. Left the Hirachi, you had to go catch your girls getting jumped, and nigga come high, find you down and shit. You know what I'm saying? But how do you feel about the, at a certain age, do you think somebody's a red flag with no kids?
Again, you got to get to know the person. Because if you had several girlfriends, several relationships, and you don't have kids, it's like,
and you wanted kids,
you?
Right?
Right. What's your problem?
Low
now,
sperm count. Like, God. Tarzan drawers, smoke
say,
mad weed, niggas
I've
like that.
I've been working, I've been wanting to establish myself so that I can give my kids the life. That's different. But if you just out here and you don't have no kids, it's like, all right, something might be wrong.
No
with you.
Kids, no marriage, no girlfriend, like,
gay.
No nothing. Like, even gay people have kids.
So that's not even an excuse now.
That's true. Niggas sperm, niggas dick just broke.
But you got, they probably wanted kids, and the person that they wanted it with was like, nah, you line me up. Nah, I'm good. She probably popped the con. Whatever. You never know what it is. Because abortion is not always the person don't want the actual kid. You know, a kid is on both sides.
Right.
You know, it got to be on both sides. It can't just be you setting them up, giving them a whole bottle of Henny. Here, baby, drink one more cup. And then all of a sudden you fucking pregnant, and now you expect him to say, all right.
And when you have a kid, you have a kid with that person's entire family. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, me and you have a kid, that's it. So some people, I don't know, I guess they look at their options or they look what they have. But I think if you have a reason why you don't have kids, like a legit reason, like I've been getting my life together, or I came from a broken family, I want to make sure I do it right, mm-hmm. That's cool. But if you just like, yeah, I got a girlfriend over here, and I was married to this one, and like, you shooting blanks, or nobody likes you.
That's a fact.
And then like a lot of people like used to shooting blanks, people really have issues having kids. Some people don't even want to go check that out.
I never understand people that was like, yeah, we trying to have a kid, like.
Yeah, I mean,
time I have
okay, hold on. You know what?
Two shots of Henny, kids coming.
Of women and men, like in terms of trying to have a kid, what I realize is that it's about fertility. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, I might be only fertile in December and June. as far as like being able to get pregnant, being able to carry a child, being able to get to that term where it's like, oh, I'm pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you learn your body. A lot of women don't know their body just as much as men.
That's
don't
what
know
niggas
their body.
With selective sperm. You so, gotta mess with super
yes,
sperm dudes.
Some women are just very fertile and can have kids yeah. whenever.
But yeah, you tongue kiss some of these Spanish girls, they already pregnant.
That's the one
shot
of
Hennessy.
You don't put too much water on your crops, baby. What the fuck?
It's all Spanish. The Spaniards.
Yeah.
Spanish girl, you tongue kissing. Maria pregnant.
How do you know? I know.
I know already. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to get to the next part. What are the pros and cons of dealing with a single mother, a single father? Pros and cons.
Pros. I ain't gotta pop no fucking baby out no time soon. Yes. Ooh. Because I'm gonna pop a baby out anytime soon. Because he already has a kid and he's already trying to get it together. The con is if he has drama with him. Because I've dated guys who've had kids and there was no drama.
Besides the baby mama, baby daddy drama.
Never had
that's number one. Everybody know that shit. Besides that, what are the pros and cons?
I got one that's serious.
I know you got like, one. The con
is like, depending on how the person
get some
is.
Some pros, man. Fuck the con.
The pro is I don't gotta pop a baby out if I'm dealing with him.
Oh, okay. You get to save your little snap.
I got to delay myself a little bit more. The pro is I'm as a kid, so
flat
I get
tummy
to.
Tea. You get
fuck
to still sip.
No.
Belly band.
Another pro for me is like I like kids, so I get to enjoy having kids around me. You know, like I seriously, kids are a blessing to me. The con is just like just the drama, and also you can also get like a no. I got something with you can say I want to do something tonight or I want to do something now. It's feeling spontaneous. The kid can come in the way of that. And something like you just get your heart set on going out. You
babysitting is
bad.
Definitely
like,
a con.
I ain't got no babysitter. The kid is here by
nanny,
the mother. I got him for the weekend.
Fellas,
like,
pay for the babysitter if you want to fuck the same night.
Yeah. It's a fact.
The con is the kid
he's
is
such
always,
a gentleman.
Okay, the con is not as bad, but the kid is always a consideration whenever you want to do stuff. They're always a consideration. Yeah. There's no way around it. I mean, I won't want nobody to put me above their child if I'm dating them. But right. It's just like you don't have that freedom to be like, come over now. He's like, all right, I'm on my way. It's like, no, I got little Ray Ray. And he got homework and shit. So.
Right.
Biddy Black. What you got?
That's a big thing. What's what you just said is the actual, where do you come? Like,
you
with,
come second
with
automatically.
Someone that, you don't even come second, to
yeah,
be honest.
No, because,
you got to think about it.
Yeah.
Child, baby father, family, herself. Then you fifth, sixth on the list, my G.
You start.
Think about it.
I can't do
all
that. I need to be
before,
number two.
You don't come before none of them people. The
but
child,
a single person, if
the baby
the case,
father.
That's true.
The single person gonna put you number one. You single. You need a man. You die to break. Mommy wants some grandbabies so bad. You like, Bobby, I got blacks in there. He got little muscles in there. So listen. I think it's two things. Where you come on the actual list as far as importance, I can't deal with being number five or six. That's crazy. You know what I mean? I got to be number
far.
One or two.
That's
way too far.
I'd rather
down.
Be number two. I'm the
facts.
First loser.
That's way too far down.
And if I'm with someone... And I know we're supposed to do something, we're gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna make my schedule to where you fit into that schedule. Emergencies happen with everybody.
With
but
kids.
It's not like, oh, because I have a kid, my mother comes first, my father comes first, my kid's father. That's not true. My kid comes first, yes, but you know how to schedule. If you really like a person, you really with them, you really gonna make time for them, you make it work. I don't think that. People, family, like that's crazy.
Erica just wants y'all to DM her. Go ahead, y'all.
I know, right?
Anyway,
she mad safe, man. I'm in jail right now. Big father in jail.
We got
there
you,
sis. Right.
So listen,
run down.
The second thing is this, and this is a real game changer. This is a con.
Good.
Because once they have kids, then they don't want to have no more kids. Mm-hmm. They give you a time frame. I don't want to have kids anymore for the next 5 years, six mm-hmm. years, 10 years. So now it's like, damn, I'm stuck raising the next man kids, investing into the next man kid. You won't even give me my own. Listen, he left.
You can change that quick. All you got to do is penalize
me.
You make her wife, then she'll have a baby for you.
So for you, what I like, you don't like. I like that they're delaying it. You don't like
that. I don't like that because I still want my.
Marry her.
I don't mind raising
if you marry her.
I still, that's sometimes that don't matter. A chick want her body. You know how hard it is to bounce back?
Pay for it. Pay for it.
Girl, you right.
With this boy strip. He didn't invite you.
Come to Dior, baby. Now she going to lay on the table. I'm going to lay on the beach.
But that to me is big. That to me is big. Because sometimes a dude want to have a kid with you too. And he shouldn't be penalized for your ex that ended up leaving. Now you, you know what I mean? But
you had to establish it from the door. If we get to know somebody, they need to let you know what is their idea of a family. Like, what's their, people let you know their timeline. I had a kid. I'm not ready anytime soon. You know, all right, well, I want a kid soon. They don't want, you know what? I break that shit up.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
you
a fact.
Gotta,
I want kids.
No,
I'm trying
kids
to splash.
Like, I don't
want to
have kids.
Right, I'm now shooting up the club. It's a fact.
I mean,
yeah, Scott, what
I
you
don't
feel?
Have. I really don't have any pros or cons because I wouldn't be dating.
Scott is mad.
I haven't even thought about
that?
It.
She's segregating.
I'm not. I'm very pro everything. However,
you're not pro baby daddy.
However, I don't even like the term. At
man
all.
With a kid.
I don't even like the term baby daddy.
You're
to be
pro
honest.
Man with a child.
Huh? I just feel like on top of me having to build a relationship with another woman who wouldn't be in my life otherwise, right? Which is the mother of that child. I can't duplicate that creation. Like, I can't.
Yes, you can. You get pregnant,
no,
too.
But,
now we
but
all got to share this, nigga.
Y'all have a bond that I could never duplicate.
That's not true.
Just have a baby.
No. But I understand what you're saying. I'm talking about that kid is your kid with him forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whether I'm the stepmom or not. Like,
that's a fact.
That is y'all procreation. I can't duplicate that. So the selfish part of me, because I'm a very selfish person when it comes to that, I'm going to say I'm okay with that just because I can't duplicate that. And I just want, you know, I'm selfish. Like, I don't even want to dabble in something like that because I can't duplicate it. So what's the point?
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. So no, yeah.
And you don't want to fight no baby mamas.
And I don't want to fight.
Damn.
That drama is not
unless
always there. I have never.
It's not
facts.
Always. Look how.
I've never had it. I've never had it.
I mean, Erica had some baby mama drama.
Right.
You had a lot of drama.
My child's father.
Yeah.
He don't watch
so let me tell you what happened. It's three. It's three different baby mamas.
Who the dude
in
the suit?
Listen, hold on. It's three different baby mamas. And what's happening, they're trying to separate themselves with titles. So one tried to pretend as if she was married, and then they found out that she wasn't married. So it's like, she tried to say she's not married because she's trying to save the bag. We trying to figure out what the bag is. So it was a lot of confusion going on, as if people had real estate.
Who's the one that always wear the little pinstripe suits and all that, the cornrows?
That's the mother. That's the grandmother.
That's his first child's grandmother.
That's the grandmother.
Oh, his mother?
You thought she was
that's the grandmother.
That's
the
grandmother.
But I can tell you, me and Samantha.
She be talking gangster.
Samantha is the first child's mother. We hung out.
Yes.
And there was no.
Wait, three for three?
No, yeah, like they're.
He three for three.
They're cool.
My son putting that work in, putting that pain in. Yeah.
He's four for three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Shout out to homie.
That's his stats right now.
Bitch!
My son's shooting, son. Let that legacy go. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, like,
there's no blood between her and Sam.
Right.
Who's the first?
Who's Sam?
That's the first.
That's the first baby mother. And Yandy is the third. Sam's
so,
alright.
Yandy's the pretend married one, right?
We don't know who's hotter. I'm gonna do a. I'm gonna post it.
Yandy's
on Instagram,
the one that's married.
Of all three,
who was
the
pretend
really
married?
Not married. Somebody's
Yandy
pretend married.
Yandy was pretend married.
She's pretend married.
Pretend
she
married. They never signed. They never signed the actual license.
Oh, that's
because she
crazy.
Said she wanted to protect the bag.
See, that's what I. This
they,
is what I don't like.
Commonwealth marriage.
If y'all gonna pretend married, that's fine. To me, that's nobody's business. If you want to say, hey, I'm married to this person, that's your business. But don't say you're not married because of me.
Like, they blaming you?
To make it seem like
yeah,
they were
if,
not married
as if she
because
was gonna
of
get some money.
The drama.
Like,
the drama.
You gotta be out of your mind. Nobody ever took him for child support. He takes care of his kids. So nobody's even on his back about that.
So he not
we
on the papers?
We take care of our kids. So
he not on no papers.
He's not on any type of papers when it comes to his child support. So
that's what's up.
Why are you placing blame on everybody? You didn't get married. Oh, it's their fault. You're unhappy. Oh, it's their fault. Like, we had nothing to do with nothing.
Sis, you the problem. Yeah. Moving on.
Right.
Sis, you the problem, sis.
You don't see that you're the problem?
Sis, you're the problem.
Well, damn, man.
So what's the bag that she was protecting?
I got to.
I don't.
I got to.
I tried to Google it. I think.
All I remember was the one with the pinstripe. She's like one of a villains from a fucking movie or some shit. She got cornrows in it.
Kim is great.
But she seemed cool though. I don't know.
Yeah, Kim is cool.
All right, we'll get to the next. Let me get to the final topic. You know, this is a good topic. Like you said, this was it's a good topic. Weave wigs versus natural hair.
Oh, shout out to Curl Fest. That was yesterday in Brooklyn.
Shout out to Curl Fest, all the Afrocentric beautiful
just
women
in
out
the
there.
Comments, well, she is at Curl Fest. I saw her.
Yeah, she was there. That's why I had all crinkly. She was representing,
my
you know.
Curly natural girls out there.
Shout out to you.
That was dope. Black girl also, magic. Yeah, fuck that package up. But, the first, like I said, the topic is weave wigs versus natural hair. So, first question, who was more confident, the natural girl or the girl with the weave wig? And do you feel self-esteem plays a part of the woman's hair?
That's a loaded question, motherfucker. That is such a loaded fucking question.
Who's more confident and does self-esteem play a part in what you do with your hair?
The person who is more confident is the person who's just confident in them fucking selves, no matter what is on their head.
I don't believe that.
No matter what.
No.
You could feel you more confident because you put a wig on your head. That makes you kind of self-confident.
But that's the
person. But you need an added feature to yourself.
You don't, listen.
You can't
like
wake
confidence,
up in the morning.
People.
Yeah! Let's get it! Let's go, black girl.
I'm going to back up just that.
Black girl magic.
Listen.
What you speaking
from?
What side you speaking
from? I'm
speaking from a girl.
From?
Like, with the wig side or the natural side?
First of all, I do both, motherfucker. Like,
what side you speaking
I
from
do
now,
both,
then?
Motherfucker. Y'all seen my afro, and the reason I'm wearing wigs right now is because I had a bad haircut. I'm not wearing because I got esteem issues.
We didn't say that. Speak
I'm
on
saying,
it.
But people wear weaves for different reasons. People
absolutely
don't wear weaves for different reasons. You can't paint everybody with a broad brush. You can't say, oh, you wearing a wig. I know if you didn't have a wig on, you won't feel confident with your natural hair. There's some people who have hair diseases. Alopecia is a real thing. I mean, that's
alopecia.
But there are people who, like, their life is so busy that it's like, I ain't got time with all the curling, the smoothing, the wash and go and the thing, and I gotta wait for it to dry. Like, you just wanna get up and just go in the morning, put a fucking wig on and run out the house. It's not even about how I feel, how I look in the mirror. Like, sometimes you just got shit to fucking do, and it's just a grab and go. Some people wanna
switch
their look
up.
Some people
just
want
two different women to me.
That's
nasty.
I mean, some want to switch it up, so you can't. People wear their hair different ways for different reasons. You got to establish why the person wants to wear a wig. Are you wearing a wig because you don't like your natural hair? That's a different issue. Are you wearing a wig because you got a bad haircut? That's a different issue.
Right.
Are you wearing a wig because you want to grow your natural hair? I don't want to expose it to the elements. Because if girls who are natural will tell you, one, that shit is expensive as fuck. That shit is expensive as you spend literally hundreds of dollars on hair care products alone. Then the raise. Gene, then certain things got to do once a week, and then once a month, and then that shit takes an hour to 2 hours to
well,
get done.
Good days
like
when the chicks just get the little afro sheen and the pick and just call it a day.
Listen to me. That could be a, maybe the look. This look right in the person. There's so many things that you gotta consider when
you like
talk
your
about
afro.
The
your shit was, your shit
yeah, I love
think,
my afro.
Tanya, I think you're kind of getting away from what Lai is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What Lai is saying is that there is a large a portion of females that only feel
sexy or beautiful.
That only feel sexy and beautiful when they put on the wig or the $800 bundle for they could say you can't even spell prog.
32 inches.
You know what I mean?
That's definitely a self-esteem issue.
But we say it is some people that only feel beautiful with that. Like
let me, one of the reasons mm-hmm. that I dislike is because I know it's rooted in there's a certain standard of beauty that has been set
mm-hmm.
that is not realistic.
That.
There's a standard of beauty that has been fucking set that lets you think that long black Becky hair is what people like to see. If you Google professional hair, Google unprofessional hair, look at the pictures that come up. That's like a deep rooted issue, but I don't want to get into that. But
no,
yes, there are girls
because they kind of been like they said dreadlocks is kind of unprofessional now.
Why you think is that? That's what I'm
because
saying. The standard of beauty that has
if
been
you
set.
Look, people right now dreadlocks. Everybody wants dreadlocks.
Everybody.
The false locks.
False locks is a fucking
it's
epidemic right
locks,
now.
First of all.
And they pull your hair out.
Full locks. They pull your hair out.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't know how to do it.
It's so bad. Sorry.
Yeah, you had faux locks?
No, I didn't have them. I wanted them, but I just couldn't.
You want to save your hair?
I tried the big braids, and they were, first of all,
wait,
I had a
answer
headache.
The question before we
go to poetic justice. Time out. The poetic justice shit is in style,
like,
too.
Yes, and then,
yeah,
okay.
And they got wigs like that, too,
so,
with the little...
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, with the baby hair, you put that shit right on.
Anybody ever wears a fucking wig with braids?
Yeah, if you put it with the baby hair, it'd be liquid.
Listen. If anyone wears braids as a wig, I will judge the fuck out. You will snatch that shit off.
Yo, sometimes that should be lit.
No, it's never lit. Don't disrespect
the
braiding.
I didn't even know.
I hate that shit. I hate a wig of braids. Like, why are you so fucking disrespectful, yo? Wow. All
right, hold on. Wait, girl. I'm getting these girls over here.
You want to go first?
You remember the question?
It was repeat it.
Who is more confident, the natural girl, the girl with the weave, and do you feel self-esteem plays a part?
Self-esteem
gotta get
plays
closer.
The biggest part. Like, if your self-esteem
more,
is below C level, you're not going to be confident with long hair or short hair. Now, what he was saying,
ooh,
I get
you. You try to drop a bomb right there, girl. Go ahead.
There are some women who live in a weave or a wig. Like, exactly. She will not take it off. She will not show you what she looks like. She cannot function without this hair. I think that is self-esteem. And she's not confident.
It's not confident at all.
At all.
There you
and
go.
Now, those women, I believe, like, it's not confidence. Now, there are some women that'll be like, yeah, I got a wig on today. I'm going to go short tomorrow. I'm going to go natural on Wednesday. I'm going to be blonde today. I'm going to be green tomorrow. That's me. But if I take my weave out, I'm still the same person. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
That's not true. You might look like Cleo underneath that shit.
Come on.
Like Cleo who said it all.
And that's with me, I don't mind weave.
Hold on. I knew we were going to get to that. I knew that was ready to break it down. So personally, I've actually only had a weave, which was a sewing 3 tracks in 8th grade, because I wanted my hair to look a little longer, and it literally gave me a dead section in the middle of my head.
Oh wow.
So, and I had that dead section for like 5-4 years to grow back. Ever since, I've been natural since I was 18.
She had like cradle crap?
I've been natural since I was 18. I've been 100% natural. No color, no dye, no nothing, because that's what I consider natural.
Natural girl.
Since I was 20, so
curl
it's 7 years now, okay?
Shea butter.
I feel like, personally, it has not so much to do with self-esteem, because I actually feel like wearing your hair natural makes you more self-conscious. And I say that because you have to get adjusted to the curls. You have to get adjusted to me walking on a train with this and people not associating me with a certain race. You got to get adjusted to certain things. Oh, if I wear my hair back in a ponytail, people think I'm Spanish. They could think I'm whatever. They don't know what I am. When I wear my hair like this, they automatically think I'm ethnic of some sort, of some color. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like automatically you already have defined yourself as, I want to say, almost as a black person, as a person of color, which might be self-conscious, because there's a lot of, I mean, we only 11% of the population, if you think about it, right? And then on top of that, it's so much harder to find your curl pattern, to find your curl routine. So it is easier to get a weave. It's just easier. Like, I don't spend a bunch of money on, weave actually costs way more than my curl products. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Some people do go OD. I stick to the same curl products. It's more so the routine than it is the product for me. Mm-hmm. And that's just
facts.
What
believe
it is.
Or not, natural girls are more high maintenance than girls the weave.
When I say, you know,
they'll take 3-4 hours to get their shit together, man.
Yes or no. Those are the girls that do the tutorials. On. My shit, I could air dry my shit. I'm not going to sit there under a dry, like, no, like, no. But I get what you're saying. I feel like I can't dedicate a whole day to getting the weave. I can't sit there.
You don't
I can't.
Have to.
Yeah, some people get their shit sold in. They got to go get the bundles. They got, like, hell, I'm not doing all that. I'm going to go buy my Cantu products, and I'm going to just wash and go. That's it. Like, I'm not doing all that.
Biggity Black.
What's good?
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
The women that wear wigs, do you think, believe, because they feel men like it more? What do you prefer, weave or natural? So let me talk to you first.
Yeah. So, to be honest, I don't mind a female wearing a weave or a wig. What I do mind is her not also adding in her natural hair into the mix. Like, if you're going to switch it up because you want to feel different and look different, cool, no problem. We understand you want a new spin, a new look, a new set a breath of air or whatever, cool, no problem. But throw in your natural look too. You should not hide your natural look. If your natural look is what you're insecure about, then how could you really be proud to be you? That's my only take. You understand?
I mean, and that's it. There's a lot of pushback you get being my complexion with my hair texture. You just get from people.
Chill out.
I'm serious. Like when I
well, hold on. Before you get to your burden, what you got to catch the torch to bed, I'm gonna speak on the question being that I'm a female that had wear weaves natural also. And I'm kind of in between because I've seen that the natural look actually could take longer than a fucking weave or a wig. A wig, you put it on, pin, out of there. Natural should be in there, this moisturizer, this spray, a little bit of water, brush. That shit is too crazy. So, but I think ultimately I might lean towards natural because the wigs and weaves be shedding. Like, it be all over the fucking place, man.
Everything sheds.
Nah, oh, my no. Hair is everything cold. Sheds. It drains like mm-hmm. a motherfucker. I'm telling
drains.
You.
Drains. Sushi shed.
Every 2 months, drains, I gotta have somebody come clean.
Your drawers. Yeah. Yo, I wipe my see, ass and weave be getting my ass. How the fuck weave getting in my drawers, yo? What? Like, it's just crazy. Like, anywhere you put on socks in between your toes, like, how did this get here? So I on that aspect, I might be leaning more towards natural. Even though natural takes a longer process because natural hair is just like you just got to deal with all the bullshit.
But not for everybody. Some girls got the short do and it's fly. And some
and
girls
it still
just,
takes a while to get the short
some girls can just
right.
shower and go.
No. Mm-hmm. Unless
promise
you like the season.
I promise you. Young like, Sushi, jump in the shower, yeah. Get out the shower, comb her hair and go. It takes
like
15
minutes.
Like I
kind of shower and go for the most part too.
Ooh, see, I can't do that. With how my hair texture is, I can't
we
do
know
that.
You can't.
Not
we
shower.
See, yeah.
Not shower.
I'm with you,
and
sis.
Go.
I'm with you.
I think. But I think that, people think on, they need girl. That routine. Screw I don't think you need that much stuff. As like, if you got, you should only really be using 3 to max 4 products right after you get out the shower, and that's it. If you natural, like, I don't understand why there's so many.
Because there's so many products for these natural girls.
Yeah,
they want to put them all in their head.
It's like weed. They trying to try different
they
things.
They want
to
try them all.
Stick to Old Faithful. You ain't going to cheat on your man.
Pink lotion. Shea butter.
Your hair changes.
Auntie James.
So my curl pattern, and certain things in my curl pattern to stick. And it's not a 50-minute process. It takes me at least 45 minutes to get my curl pattern.
Oh, yeah.
To
like
look
a 30.
Right.
But that's like if you want to curl. But let's say you
45 minutes. I can watch a whole
blow.
Episode of Power.
Watch episode of Power while she get ready.
Nah. Now we late for our reservation because she want to get her curl pattern.
I actually
together.
Never seen Power, so I don't understand. I gotta watch it though. I'm gonna watch it one day.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about it. We ain't gonna ruin that. All right, next part of the question. This is a real question, dope question. Why do African American women get more flack for wearing fake hair than other races? Let me start there.
I want to touch on that
because everybody, yo, not for nothing. Look. White women, Chinese women, everybody wear weaves.
Everybody
wigs.
Wear the wig.
Everybody wear wigs.
Everybody
but only
wear the weave.
African American women get flack. They want to be white women. They want to be that. But everybody does it. So why do you feel that y'all, the sisters,
okay.
Even you,
well,
Scott?
We get flack about everything.
I'm a, that's a fact. I'm going.
But
to,
how do you?
I'm gonna say.
Why do you feel y'all get the most flack?
I'm gonna say because this is just me observing the question. Okay. I would say because. White girls, other women have that hair texture, and people might think that we're not embracing our hair texture by us putting Peruvian hair in our hair because it's Peruvian hair. It's not our hair texture. So as a person, you're gonna get flack if you put, I don't know,
Mexican
bedhead in your hair and
dyed blonde.
People gonna be like, "What the hell is wrong with you? You woke up on the wrong side of the bed." Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of people feeling like you're not embracing your own. Hair texture, like if when girls have the curly weave in their hair, I honestly can't tell sometimes when girls have curly weave in their hair. I can't tell because they blend it really well. You can't ask me because I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like, yo, your hair is dope, and it's not. And then she's like, no, there's a weave. So it's like, but then when it's like a Peruvian hair or something like that, I'm like, oh, okay, that.
You
might
think white girls put African American hair in there? Yeah. You think they sell African American hair?
I don't know.
Do?
I never actually went to go.
What's your hair connoisseur?
Cultural appropriation, baby. Cultural appropriation.
They got African American hair?
Yeah.
That's
yep.
dope, man. I ain't know that.
I didn't know that.
They do that.
I ain't know they package
our
shit.
They wear weaves. Like, your weave.
No,
is
I know they wear. I know they wear weaves. I know they
I've
create
seen
that,
no. I've seen a lot.
Certain techniques.
I know clips and all that. I know they wear them clips and all that shit. But I ain't know they sell African American ones. So you think it's white girls walking around there with low Keisha hair in her head?
Somebody, they bring it up.
So why do you feel that African American women get more flack for wearing weaves?
I think it's, well, we get flack about everything, but I feel like what she said, because of the difference in textures, it looks like something that's not naturally grown out of your head. It looks more like, even the name of it.
But the
like
African American race is beautiful. We that could grow out of your head.
Could,
I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
People
that can grow out
of
her head.
But people don't.
That
can
grow out
of
her head.
Exactly.
We the race with some of the best genes ever. You know what I'm saying? We can get all types of textures, all types of looks. It's dark skins with blue eyes and all that. You know what I'm saying?
If you see a girl with, like, blue eyes or straight hair and she's black, they'll be like, oh, you mixed with something? Like, no, I'm not. I think it's just society in general. They place us in a lower bracket than they place everybody else.
And we got to be in categories for them, so...
Okay.
Damn.
Like, you want to touch on that?
I kind of don't want to get too deep, but you know, I feel a little different. I feel like it's deeper than that. It go way back. It go back into history, mm-hmm. And it's more like, you know, how do we control, with us being so dominant and so influential, how do we control the black men? You understand? How do we control the black men? How do we stop the understand where I'm going. How do we stop the black men from actually flourishing, right? We gotta degrade, antagonize, and you know, confuse the black woman. And that's why I feel like it's really coming from, because making them feel like, well, all the commercials and infomercials of this is what American beauty is. This is what the standard of beauty. You gotta be this size, this tall, this hair texture, only look like this,
like
and
a game of chess.
Yeah,
like
and it confuses you, because now you stay you natural, and you might not get what you want, and now you go change to try to get what you want, and then probably still don't. You understand? But now you're changing, or you change and might get more attention, and now you're like, oh shit, this shit really worked, and now you buy into it, and it's like, if we confuse the actual woman, then they can never be that secure or stable to uplift their man. Like some shit like that is what I feel. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm not saying it all right, all in one sentence, but that's how I feel it is. It's kind of crazy.
So you feel like it's society, like society.
It is. Society based, where they're just confusing us on, you know, or confusing many on how to look, how to feel, how to feel beautiful, how to feel accepted. Acceptance is the human number one fear. And if people don't feel accepted, people would do anything for that shit. Yep. They'll smoke weed, crack, you know, drink Molly. People drinking prescriptions, they don't got nothing wrong with them. You understand?
Molly
just
Percocet,
to be down. You know what I mean? So this shit is crazy.
Tanya, what's up?
Personally, this rubs me a certain way.
Let it rub you.
Because, I mean, I've been... For most of people know what I do for a living. I've been in professional environments for the first time I had my job. And we were always taught we had to look a certain way. And I remember distinctly last year. I mean, when I was... forget the weave natural hair thing. There's one time I was like, you know, I'm going to start wearing my weaves, but I want my weaves to represent or mimic my natural hair texture if I was supposed to grow it out. So I had the kinky hair. I had the curly hair. It was all ethnic looking. It wasn't the long, straight hair with the weave. Now and again, I did it, but most of my weaves were around mimicking my natural hair texture. And I remember one time I did my hair. I put some big, long, big, like, afro weave in my hair, crochet braids. And I loved it. And I came to work, and it was like, oh, your hair looks nice. And then the next, like, about a week, or 2 weeks after, I took it out and I put in my straight hair, put in my Becky hair, and everybody at work was like, you look so much better.
Wow.
And I will never forget the way I felt. Like, and that is something that lets me know, like Black said, it is in society. We do have it in the back of our heads that certain things looks better than certain things. Certain things is more professional. If you're in a certain environment, you have to have your hair a certain way. Our Black women get flack because we have to observe a standard beauty that is not ours naturally. Like straightening your hair, dyeing your hair, pressing your hair, perming your hair fucks Black hair up. Mm-hmm. Y'all always want to talk about the girl with the, y'all afraid of daughter's a little ponytail, but y'all want us to do these things to our hair that breaks it and damages it naturally.
I want my daughter to have a little ponytail. I want no little niggas fucking my.
No, but seriously, like, if y'all remember that meme that was
Hope
going
my
around?
Hair don't grow no more.
Y'all remember that meme that was going around of my biggest fear is doll with a little ponytail? Like, everyone who has natural hair knows that there's recoil and there's kink. You wet your hair goes back short. It's like, why is it that our hair is only considered beautiful when we straighten it? You know what I'm saying? You see a black girl pull her hair out. Oh my God, no, your hair was so nice. Like, it wasn't nice in the afro.
I agree.
You know, like we nice get, we nice. Have that. Like, I mean, people say it, but I mean, it's not, people say it, but in practice, they naturally revert to like aesthetically attracting to something that's not African looking. Yeah. You know, and it's something that's culturally, it was culturizing, so it's something society put in us. We don't realize it. Now people try to break out of it. We still get a hard time. Like, even Curl Fest, I saw somebody comment online today. It's like, why did we have so much weaves at Curl Fest? First of all, forget there was weaves. There were African-looking weaves. There were weaves that mimicked us. You know, it was Curl Fest was about our skin tone, our hair texture, owning things that society always give us a pushback on. So if you can wear a weave, baby, and it's an African-looking weave, I'm all for that shit. Because I'd rather wear African-looking weave than a weave looks like this that I have on my head. I mean, like, I have something on my head, but I know what I feel on the inside and what I've experienced.
But I think that goes back to self-esteem, because it shouldn't matter what someone else says. If I wear a weave, whether I have a weave like this or if I have my real hair, if I have an afro weave, if I'm content with how I look, that's all that should matter to me.
Yeah.
That is true, but... Yeah. I mean, it's in businesses, too. Like, why was I in the office and the office thought that I look better with...
That's because that's what they're trained to do.
And that's the problem, right there.
That's what I realized, too. I was actually fucking up my curl pattern, pulling my hair back.
Yep.
I was working a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. I actually stopped working a 9-to-5 because I couldn't wear my hair out.
A lot of people
and
left
I was like,
their
you
jobs.
Know what? This is just not for me. And that's okay. I'll work at a creative 9-to-5 then where I can wear my hair out and I don't got to pull it back. For the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how I felt. Like, it's really how
but
I felt.
There are jobs
but wait,
that give you a list of things like you
of
have
course.
To come with clean hair, neat hair. But and what they're saying is,
don't come with that big afro, baby girl. Pull that shit back. Straighten
that shit.
Blow that shit out.
Shave your beard, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, beard is how does that affect my performance? I gotta hold on.
We'll get to the last question of the show. You know, We ran on overtime today. We stretching it out, you know what I'm saying? So let me get to the last question. Why is there such a huge divide between women that wear weaves and wigs and those that choose to stay natural? And why is this such a sensitive topic? So, you know, because when we first touched on it, we was like, yeah, that's sensitive. We don't know. Nah, fuck that. We talk about everything. We talk about anything that come across this motherfucking pan.
Repeat the question one more time. Just
why is it such a huge divide between women that stay natural and women like... It be really like Bloods and Crips beef. Like, between women that
Racks,
got wigs
though.
And women Racks. That's natural. Like, oh, fuck, that bitch got a wig or da-da. Like, chicks that natural feel a kind of way about chicks with weaves, and chicks with weaves feel a way about some chicks with natural hair.
But that's common sense.
You have the group
that's coming out natural, saying, "Hey, I'm sticking to who I am." Then you got the group who the natural feel like you're trying to look like somebody else.
And that's why I break it down to like, maybe if I don't know, maybe I might be showing my age. You ever seen the movie School Days? Mm-mm. When it was the dark skinned girls that was all natural, but the light skinned girls all had wigs and weaves.
I'll try to catch up.
You ain't never see that?
I don't know.
Girl, you ain't. You're starting to act like you.
Y'all young.
they ain't that young. So
I
like,
I know you remember the movie, though, right?
And you remember how, you know what I'm saying? They was calling the dark skinned girl jigaboos and stuff like that. And they was basically like
she
girls. Well, you never seen School Days?
I'm 27. I don't know.
Wake up.
I seen Crooklyn. Like, I mean,
get the Spike Lee collection. Well,
they're really,
please,
they're really
but basically, they related to like any like if you was not natural, you was basically trying to be somebody else. You was stuck in that European lifestyle, like you wanted to be white girl.
And a lot of people believe that.
You
want to
stretch
your
hair. I know, and that's
that.
What they related it to. So I think,
you know,
that's why it's so sensitive, because you're going away from what you really look
right.
like. You're trying to be this. You're disguising yourself to feel confident about who you are.
You know what it is. Okay. I minored in Black Studies. And during that time, I was really passionate about natural. About being natural. About just like, really being, you know, like where am I? I didn't even put curl products in my hair because I was so inspired. It really made me feel like I needed, like, fuck the European culture. Like, fuck this white shit. Like,
but did
fuck.
You feel, and did you do that? So now, honestly, did you do that because you felt like you wasn't as black as the rest of the people?
Or no,
you
felt like you wanted to be more black? Girls, I didn't have
No, I'm saying because I have a friend that's mixed and he goes above and beyond.
Oh, no, I never actually like had black. That problem. I don't know. I never had that problem, maybe because both my parents are from different countries. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand, like, slavery and the American way of being mixed until I studied this. Okay. Like, in my household, Caribbeans, we accept everybody, even though, you know, it's
not
like,
gay people.
All right. But, and you know, I mean, yes, my dad's white, but I never understood what it was like, what slavery was like, until I learned it in school. I didn't get it. My household was just mixed. I was just mixed. I didn't have identity issues. I was just a person that had a black, you know, black mom and a white dad. I didn't understand that. So growing up, once I learned and I learned about slavery, it made me upset. And yes, at times it made me upset that women wanted to wear weave. I was like, damn, we so beautiful. We fight so fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit made me passionate. But then people have their preferences. If you don't want to do this, you shouldn't have to do this. If it's easier for you to throw a weave on, then by golly, throw a weave on. I'm not going to pressure you.
I ain't gonna lie, your natural hair is beautiful, but it blocked your whole face. Today. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all here, I need a cut.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you out here looking like Sideshow Bob.
Fuck you. All right, I bought a motorcycle here. I would have did something else.
But I had to put a helmet. How do you feel about, why is this such a divide between the weavers and the naturals?
I think it's insecurity.
That, on both sides?
On both sides. Like, just the fact that you look different from me. And then there's a stigma with it. Like, if your hair is natural, you must be this kind of person. If you wear weaves, you must be this kind of person. I just feel like that's with anything. Like, if you like a certain brand of sneaker and another person, there's always rivalry with difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what it all boils down to. But it's just because they just want something to beef about. I don't see what's the difference.
But do you feel like, because you put a weave in your hair, you Nike and the natural girl's Fila?
No, not at all. Because I can look at a natural girl and I'll be like, damn, her hair is nice. Like, my weave couldn't come close to that.
All pretty. Don't think because you put a weave in your hair, you actually look better. Because hair don't make you.
Because you have weave does not make you pretty.
Hair don't make you.
Makeup does not make you pretty. Because you have a different skin complexion, it does not make you pretty.
And sometimes you're prettier. Sometimes you're prettier with no preservatives, no added sugar, no added nothing. Sometimes you're prettier just natural. And I think some women don't even know that. Like, my girl, sometimes when she put on makeup, I'm like, what the fuck you doing? You don't even need that shit. I like you just be. And she don't put on a lot. She got this little shit she thinks she do with this little brush. I don't know what she doing. It take her like 5 minutes to put this shit on. But I be like, yo, what the fuck you doing that for? Like, your teeth is white, your hair good, we out. Get the fuck out of here. Brush your teeth, we out. Like, we just need to smile. That's what we gotta do. And I feel like some people go crazy with the makeup. Yeah.
Like,
and then go crazy.
The
yeah, you can't spend 2 hours on your hair and an hour on your face, and then your face is light skinned, your neck is dark skinned. Come on, my, like,
I'm talking about these Jamaican girls like that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's how Jamaican girls be. Out here like, that's how they be.
Y'all out here looking like a little Kim, son, looking crazy. Like, y'all out here looking crazy.
Tanya, real quick.
Well, repeat the question one more time.
Mm-hmm. I don't have my phones and I'm drunk, so I don't know. Nah, what's the huge divide? Why you feel like there's such a big divide between the natural girls and the girls that wear weave? Like, why is it so much beef? Like, Bloods Crips, why is it much tension?
Because, like, society is going through, at least our society today is going through that transitioning where we're trying to take back what we were lost and we were for so long. That is, like, anything that looks like it's not going with the flow, going with the program. Like, it's not pro-black. It's kind of like, well, you a fucking sellout, bitch. Like, why you got that weave on? And for the most part, I think I'm pro-black as shit. But that don't mean because I wear a wig I'm not pro-black. You know, like, don't hold me to that. Like, I mean, I have my reason why I'm wearing it. I'm all for black power. I'm all for black success. I'm all for that black girl magic. I'm all for that black boy magic. I'm all for that. I'm all for the promotion. I'm all for the education. I'm all for all of that shit.
So basically,
but he's got a bad fucking haircut. Like, why y'all giving me a hard time for a bad haircut?
So it comes down to assumptions. Basically, like,
it's an assumption.
A natural person will feel like you're not you're not down for the cause because you're already putting the European head. Like, you're already, you're already jumped to the side.
I get it. I can understand that.
Like, think about it.
I get it. I'm wearing straight hair. I get that's not me. But don't say because I'm wearing it, I'm a complete fucking sellout, because I could wear a weave and be more pulled black than somebody with a fucking afro.
Well, that's true. Think a certain attitude comes with it, like, oh, she wears weave, she must hate herself.
Or she must think that she's wearing a weave.
But that's how back in the day, that's how I was feeling. Like, I don't know, I always revert back to old movies. Like, when you look back at, like, Malcolm X too, like, when he was like, yo, take that bullshit out your hair. Like, he kept perming his hair so he won't look like a black person. He kept permanent so he could be straight and look like one of these white boys. He like, that's not who you are. You know what I'm saying? You a black man. Wear your hair like a black man. Stop acting like, you know what I'm saying?
It comes into play so with the history of
as a natural woman, probably look at a woman with wearing a wig or whatever. Like, that's not who you are. Embrace who you are and love who you are. And that's why the divide, I think it is, because they look at them like, you're not even being you. Like, you want to act like you're you, but you're not even being you. You don't even wake up in the morning, you got to put this cap on your head and feel like, oh, I'm beautiful now.
But
even if you have a bad hair day, respect your shit.
People are
go
associating you putting the weave in with directly feeling beautiful. When it could just be that I'm just going to work, bitch. Like, I don't feel like
thing
my
is
hair
like,
today.
Go nappy.
Like, my black girl magic is inside of me and shining out.
Yeah, but then you got people like you calling people Sideshow Bob when they just wake up and leave a damn house.
It's just a joke, girl.
You know what I'm saying? So they put on their weave. See, look at that. Full circle.
You don't need to put
goddamn circle.
Why's God coming at me like that? Shout out to old Sideshow Bob, happy pretty hair girls. We at the end of our show. We wrapping it up, man. It was a dope show. I appreciate everybody. We'll start with the guests first. Throw your shout outs out. Let's see what you got going on. Shout out to Men DC, C Block, Lockdown Love. Go ahead, girl.
I mean, shout out to my son. I'm always giving my son a shout out. But I just want to let everybody know I'm opening up a lounge. Shameless plug.
Do it. Ain't no shameless plug.
That's that black girl magic right there.
This is a shout out.
Talk about it.
First, you say Brown Holy Water at the door. First drink, $2 off.
Yeah, come. Yes. Bring your Brown Holy Water with you. You can film your podcast
there. Definitely just bought it all over the table.
This is with the Brown Holy Water.
But go ahead. Shout, hurry up. Yeah.
School Stingrays in Harlem on 132nd and 5th Avenue. I'll be having a grand opening within the next 3 to 4 weeks. Everybody come out.
How do they find out more information?
For that
Where
shit.
Do they go?
You can go to Instagram, Stingrays NYC,
That's
for all
big.
The updates, for all of
That's
the...
What type of restaurant is it?
It's like a club.
Small plates. We're going to have hookah, full bar, and then there's small plates.
You got girls walking around bathing suits?
That's major.
We got star
Possibly.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, that's good.
Girls in bathing suits is cool.
Harlem, y'all lit.
No water around.
That's what the fuck black girl magic is, yo. Not a hearsay.
That's all you got going? That's it?
No, she do a lot of stuff. She do teeth whitening. Tell them what you do.
I don't get into it. Shit.
No, I don't do teeth whitening.
Hurry up.
Kids clothing line coming out. A Royale. So make sure. It's for little boys, not girls yet. So kids clothing line for boys. And that's it right about now.
If they want to follow you,
if you
want
to follow me, Instagram, Miss Erica D. That's MSERIKAD.
And she check her DMs, y'all. Get into it.
No, don't take his advice.
DM. Facebook caller, too. Yeah, Sky, let us know.
You can follow me at Skylandish, but I have a strip and fitness party coming up on August 20th. It's a Labor Day edition, so it'll be some reggae in there, some whining in there.
Immigrants come out!
So you could go to stripandfitness.com to sign up for that, or follow my Instagram, and I'll post it, and it's that easy. Facts.
And Brown Holy Water will be in the building
They'll be going live.
I'm there with my boo.
Bad girl, what you got going on, bad girl?
I just want to shout out to everybody that fuck with me, son.
Cookie.
Like,
shout out Cookie.
Shout out my Cookie, son. That's my.
He catching that dub right now. He don't care about you.
Shout out my Cookie, son. I love that man.
That's
Shut up. That was
pure from the
I love that.
Yo, you got it, big homie. You got it.
Let her go. Let
Cookie,
her go.
I ain't gonna even hate no more, son. We ain't gonna hate no more, Cookie.
That's crazy.
That's it. That's all you got.
I just want to show everybody, fuck with me, son. Y'all have been so supportive from the jump. Like, I don't have specific
facts. Thanks to the fans. That's why she on the show, man.
Yeah,
everybody said she was the key.
I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all. I'm here for you.
Handsome15 Instagram. Live Brown Facebook. Shout out to everybody that supported us for that Brown Holy Word Brunch Day Party. Part 2 coming August what?
27th.
August 27th in the building. We're going to drop the link soon. Last Sunday of the summer is going to be lit. If you were, yes. I ain't got to even talk about it because y'all already went to the first one. Y'all already know what it was.
Y'all already seen it.
They seen it.
It was a lot of quality, so, not quantity.
Yeah, that's a fact. Other than that, stay blessed. Enjoy yourself. See you next week, all right?
Yeah.
Black Success, take us out.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, 2940 with 2-9 Zoomy. You know what I mean? So August 20th, we're going to be with Sky at the workout joint. Make sure y'all come there. Come get your workout on. If y'all know me, I got a lot of triceps, a lot of chest, a lot of back. I mean, that's another story. You can see me there. And then August 27th, Brown Holy Water.
Part two. Doing it.
The redemption. Boom. The redemption. We're doing it again.
Chicken and waffles.
It was a lot of quiet.
Rasta pasta.
You seen it. Your eyes work. We gonna
Henny wings. No, Brown Holy Water wings.
You already know what it is. Make sure you
jerk chicken just for Makisha people.
It's going down. The flyer dropped this week. Eventbrite dropped this
week. Eventbrite dropping.
Only doing 100 tickets after that. It don't matter.
Don't come. Come. Don't stay home.
They're blottos. Folks, Blacks, I'm coming for your job. Boris, get us the fuck out of here. Blacks and says Cody Allen with a rock. Yeah.
You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized.